Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me Putri to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news, news from across the country, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Listeners, here is the news. First, the headlines. Surabaya workers obtain certificate for ASEAN free trade. Government should boost online financial literacy. Now the news in details. The District Tourism Board of Biak Numfor, Papua will hold a photo contest of the 7th Munara Wampasi Biak Festival from 1st to 6th July 2019. The photo contest aims at promoting the potential tourism of the regional cultural arts of the tribal people of Biak. Based on information of the organizer of BMW 7th 2019 Festival Photo Contest received by Antara News Agency on Friday, the committee said that the Biak Numfor Regency 7th Festival Photo Contest provides a total of 60 million rupiah prize. The photo contest takes the theme Strengthening Culture, Framing Wonder. The 7th Biak Munara Wampasi will take place with various cultural attractions, including snapmore or looking for fish in low tide, bayeran apples or walking on hot rocks, Mansusui traditional boat races, exhibitions, tourism attractions, music entertainment, dance war and yospan food, fun and run. Several workers in Surabaya City, East Java, obtained certification to embrace the free trade era of the ASEAN in 2020. Surabaya Mayor Tri Risma Harini remarked that since a few years, the Surabaya City government had taken preparatory measures in the face of the free trade, starting with the granting of free certificates to some workers. As quoted by Antara News Agency, Risma Harini in Surabaya on Friday said that Surabaya City government has highlighted the significance of a certificate for people to be ready for the free trade era. Free trade will directly impact the trade of goods and services, particularly in Surabaya City. The Surabaya mayor pointed to challenges posed in the free trade era in the form of declining employment owing to the impact of the Industrial Revolution 4.0 and the requirement to meet product standardization. Since 2016, the Surabaya City government had prepared free certificates to enter the ASEAN free trade era. It is viewed as being increasingly paramount for the government to intensify dissemination of information on online financial literacy among Indonesians to boost the e-commerce potential based on the rapid increase in Indonesia's internet users. As quoted by Antara News Agency, researcher of Center for Indonesian Policy Studies or CIPS, Galuh Oktania in Jakarta on Friday said that the government should step up the dissemination of more information on online financial literacy in Indonesia. With a rise in the public financial literacy in the community, the potential for electronic commerce can be increased. Oktania pointed to electronic commerce in Indonesia continuing to face challenges in the form of low online financial literacy among people. In fact, she noted that online financial transactions proffered varied benefits, including the efficiency of lowering the time of transactions that can aid in improving services. Moreover, digital financial transactions are expected to bolster the government's efforts to lessen money supply that will affect the inflation rate. Researcher of the Papuan Archaeology Center, Hari Suroto, said that one of the residents in Angguruk District, Yahukimo Regency, found a mummy known as Yamen Silok or Mummy Angguruk. Hari Tuantara News Agency in Jayapura on Friday explained that the people who live in the Baliem Valley in their traditions recognize mummies. Mummy in the traditional language of Dani is called Akonipuk, which means dried human. Only man of the Dani warlord has the right to be preserved in the form of mummies. However, the mummy found is the only female mummy. The Indonesian Chamber of Commerce and Industry, or KADIN, has called on the government to find a way to reduce the country's dependency on imported raw materials for its manufacturing industry, which has become the main factor of the widening current account deficit. As quoted by JakartaPost.com on Friday, KADIN Chairman Rosan Ruslan said that about 76% of raw materials for the manufacturing industry was imported. He said KADIN believes that Indonesia can buy its own raw materials to narrow the current account deficit. This is important to prepare for an extended global economic slowdown exacerbated by the worsening trade war between the United States and China. He said, adding that business people had also braced for possibility worsening conditions. He further said, the business community has been trying to maintain household spending and people's purchasing power as well as boost investment. The investment contributes about 34% of gross domestic product or GDP growth. Thousands have flocked to the Thousand Islands in the northern part of the capital city over Idul Fitri. As quoted by JakartaPost.com, Transportation Minister Budi Karya Sumadi, while visiting Kali Adem Port in North Jakarta, said that he was informed 2 days ago that the number of tourists reached 3,000. Yesterday, the number had reached 5,000 people. He said the number of tourists was about 10 times the number of regular days, which only saw 400 people. Among the popular islands in the Thousand Islands Regency are Pari Island, Pramuka Island, Bidadari Island, and Kahyangan Island. On his visit, Budi checked the documents of ship that would transport tourists to the islands. He called on the Jakarta administration to modernize the ticketing system at Kali Adem Port. That's the news read by Ahmad Faisal.
Voice of Indonesia.
The first news comes from the city of Padang, West Sumatra. The Chicken Bakchang and Lamalu Baluo Festival held in the old city area of Padang, West Sumatra, enlivened the Lebaran holiday in the city of Padang. Gunawan, chairperson of the festival committee in Padang last Thursday, said the activity was carried out to introduce traditional Chinese specialties, namely bakchang, and traditional Minang food, namely lamang baluo. Bakchang is a typical Chinese food made from rice with chicken dumpling, then wrapped in bamboo leaves and very popular in West Sumatra, especially Padang. While lamang baluo is made from sticky rice wrapped in banana leaves cooked inside a bamboo stem and eaten with a sprinkling of coconut and palm sugar. The festival, which was held for 2 days from June 6th and 7th, 2019, was targeted to break the Muri record by making 10,000 chicken bakchang and 10,000 lamang baluo. In addition, the festival also aims to attract tourists to visit Padang because of this unique food. The next news comes from Pangkal Pinang, Bangka Belitung. Thousands of residents of Tua Tunu, Pangkal Pinang City, Bangka Belitung Islands Province, held a tradition of nganggung as a form of Thanksgiving celebrating the first day of Idul Fitri,
1440 Hijri. One of the community leaders from Tua Tunu sub-district Sarnubi in Pangkal Pinang on Wednesday said the tradition of eating and praying together in this mosque had been handed down for generations by residents welcoming religious holidays. Nganggung is having meal together at the mosque where each citizen brings food placed in dulangs or big trays. According to him, the uniqueness of these activities is that the food placed in dulangs or big trays is covered with a special cover and can only be brought by men to the mosque. All the dulangs then are neatly lined up in the mosque while people would sit cross-legged around them. After starting with a prayer and reading salawat or praising to the prophet, then the dulangs are opened simultaneously after being invited by the imam of the mosque. The latest news comes from Putu Sibau, Kapuas Hulu. Hundreds of domestic tourists packed the tour of Lake Sentarum National Park in the Kapuas Hulu area, West Kalimantan, in the atmosphere of the long Idul Fitri holidays and school holidays. Head of the Great Hall of the Betung Kerihun National Park and Lake Sentarum, Kapuas Hulu, Arif Mahmud, last Thursday said visitors were mostly from local communities around Lake Sentarum. Arif said he had prepared officers at tourist sites to provide maximum service to tourists, especially those related to visitor security. Well, that was news from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, welcome back to Today in History. We start from an event on June the 8th, 1921, birthday of former Indonesian President Suharto. Retired great general of Indonesian Armed Forces TNI Haji Muhammad Suharto was born in Kemusuk, Argomulyo Village, Sedayu Sub-District, Bantul Regency, Yogyakarta on June the 8th, 1921. Suharto was the second president of Indonesia in term of 1967 to 1998 period, replacing Sukarno. In the international world, especially Western world, Suharto usually called as the Smiling General. Before he served as president, Suharto was the military leader in the Japanese and the Dutch occupation, with the last rank of Major General. Suharto was officially inaugurated as president in 1968. He was chosen again by Indonesian People's Consultative Assembly in 1973, 1978, 1983, 1988, 1993, and 1998. On May 21, 1998, he quit his post as president following chaos in May 1998 and the occupation of DPR-MPR building by thousands of students. During his term of office, Suharto drove the development and the strategy of Trilogi Pembangunan, or the development trilogy, namely stability, growth, and equalization. He also received an award from Food and Agriculture Organization, FAO, for the success in achieving food self-sufficiency in 1985. So, Suharto got achievement as the father of national development. Suharto was passed away on Sunday, January 27, 2008, in 87 years old. On June 8, 1968, killer of Luther King Jr. was arrested. Martin Luther King Jr. was an American clergyman and civil rights leader who was fatally shot at the Lorraine Motel in Memphis, Tennessee on Thursday, April 4, 1968, at the age of 39. King was rushed to St. Joseph's Hospital, where he was pronounced dead at 7:05 p.m. He was a prominent leader of the civil rights movement and Nobel Peace Prize laureate, who was known for his use of non-violence and civil disobedience. James Earl Ray,
a fugitive from the Missouri State Penitentiary, was arrested on June 8, 1968 in London at Heathrow Airport, extradited to the United States and charged with the crime. On March 10, 1968, Ray entered a plea of guilty and was sentenced to 99 years in the Tennessee State Penitentiary. Ray later made many attempts to withdraw his guilty plea and be tried by a jury, but was unsuccessful. He died in prison on April 23, 1998, at the age of 70. And we conclude today's segment of Today in History with an event of the World Ocean Day on June the 8th. The World Ocean Day has been unofficially celebrated every 8 June since its original proposal in 1992 by Canada at the Earth Summit in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. It was officially recognized by the United Nations in late 2008. It has been coordinated since 2003 by the Ocean Project, with greater participation each year. Listener, that was Today in History.
Voice of Indonesia.
Aku mendengar bahwa kini kau tak lagi dengannya. Dalam benakku timbul tanya, masihkah ada dia di hatimu bertahta? Atau ini saat bagiku untuk singgah di hatimu? Namun siapkah kau tuh jatuh cinta lagi? Meski bibir ini tak berkata, bukan berarti ku tak merasa ada yang berbeda di antara kita. Dan tak mungkin ku melewatkanmu hanya karena diriku tak mampu untuk bicara bahwa aku
Voice of Indonesia.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Next segment that we'll present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
My Indonesia today is on this year's Lebaran homeward bound travel is more smooth. Minister of Transportation Budi Karya Sumadi assessed that this year's Lebaran homeward bound is more smooth compared to the previous year. According to Budi Karya, this was supported by the construction of infrastructure that connects cities to cities both in Jawa and Sumatra and prepared strategies to break down congestion. In a written statement in Jakarta on Tuesday, Budi Karya said 2019 was a proof that infrastructure development was very useful for the people from city to city. Evidently, this year's trip back and forth from Jakarta to cities in Central and East Java take much less travel time compared to the past. It was very encouraging, especially for travelers. The public are satisfied because this year homeward travel ran smoothly. Not only through infrastructure, the success of this year's homeward travel is also a result of a good collaboration between stakeholders. Budi Karya appreciates the central government's cooperation with Indonesian National Police and the regional government, which helped facilitate the travel. He predicted that the backflow peak would be on June 8th and 9th, so he encouraged travelers to return to Jakarta before that. The Minister of Transportation also said that the number of traffic accidents decreased by around 60% this year. This figure was quite encouraging considering that the safety aspect could be improved on the 2019 homeward trip. The arrangement of toll route, decreasing number of motorcycles used due to free buses facilities provided by many parties, and ramp check on buses also reduced road accidents. The improved management of Lebaran 2019 homeward exodus is also recognized by management experts from the University of Indonesia, Renald Kasali. In his statement in Jakarta last Tuesday, he said overall his homeward trip this time was indeed very different. Very smooth, much safer, and more enjoyable. The rest area is quite large with clean toilet. The police are also much more responsive and friendly, he said. The founder of the House of Change Training and Consulting Center also highlighted the massive development of Trans-Jawa Toll Road and Trans-Sumatra infrastructure, which is the result of the synergy and hard work of central government, regional administration, and state-owned enterprises. At present, the airport is now not as busy as in previous years because transportation options are increasing and open. That was My Indonesia Today on this year's Lebaran homeward bound travel is more smooth. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih, Voice of Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
Keraguanmu, Adinda. bersinar. Semuanya kan berlalu bersama datangnya pagi. Selama bumi kan berputar, cintamu kan selalu bersinar dalam hatiku. Selama mentari bersinar, semuanya kan berlalu bersama datangnya pagi. Selama bumi kan berputar, cintamu kan selalu bersinar dalam hatiku. Selama mentari bersinar, dirimu kan selalu ada di hati. Selama bumi kan berputar, cintamu kan selalu ada di hatiku. Selama mentari bersinar. Oh, 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 oh. Selama bumi kan berputar, cintamu kan selalu.
Voice of Indonesia.
And there was office Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, welcome back to Indonesian wonder. Today we will introduce about Ilo Sanggari tradition from West Nusa Tenggara. Stay tuned. Although Muslims in Indonesia celebrated Eid al-Fitr on Wednesday, June 5, 2019, the convivial atmosphere of Eid al-Fitr keeps lingering until the next 7 days after its celebration. Every region in Indonesia has its own traditions to celebrate the religious day of Muslims. Eid al-Fitr symbolizes the gate of victory for Muslims after completing their religious obligation of fasting for a full month. Fasting is not merely about the abstinence from eating and drinking from dawn to evening. In addition, Muslims are also supposed to manage their emotions, anger, and behavior during fasting. West Nusa Tenggara people have several traditions to festively celebrate the victory of Muslims after a full month of fasting. One of the traditions performed by West Nusa Tenggara people is called the Burn of Ilo Sanggari. Ilo Sanggari is a kind of tradition to welcome the Eid al-Fitr celebration. In this tradition, people burn Ilo Sanggari, namely a bamboo that is tied by a piece fabric which has been applied with purging nut oil. Usually, the tradition of Ilo Sanggari is performed during the Takbiran ritual. Takbiran is a ritual performed at the night before Eid al-Fitr in which Muslims recite Takbir or the religious phrase proclaiming the greatness of Allah. People make Ilo Sanggari by cutting the bamboos they have collected. After burning the bamboos, people display Ilo Sanggari in several points at their houses, particularly in the front yard of their houses, in a bid to showcase the enchantment of Ilo Sanggari. Usually, people who still retain the tradition of burning Ilo Sanggari believe that the spirit of their ancestors will pay a visit to their houses. Ilo Sanggari is deemed as the light for the ancestors so that they can easily find the houses which they would like to visit. Furthermore, these people believe that the visit of their ancestors will bring about blessings and fortunes on the occasion of Eid al-Fitr. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder about the tradition of burning Ilo Sanggari from West Nusa Tenggara. I'm Puri Safiradla. See you on our next edition.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Well, listener, here is Miss Eleni that inform you about interesting events that occurred in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, a student of Gajah Mada University Vocational School, or SVUGM, won two Asian awards. She is Eka Hafsari, who won the Best Submission at the International Mind Day and Best Paper Award at the Asian Student Conference. At the International Mine Day held by the Asian Region Mine Action Center in Phnom Penh, Cambodia on 3rd and 4th of April 2019, Eka competed against 600 students from 10 other Asian countries. Of the 600 participants, only 3 were taken with the best work from each country, so 30 delegates were selected. In addition, Eka is one of the selected delegates who are entitled to a full funded program related to mine action in Cambodia. Eka was chosen thanks to a scientific poster titled Big Impact, Little Things. Through her work, she tried to convey information about mines in Indonesia, including facts on what has been done by the task force in handling mines and the right method to deal with mines when found. While at the Asian Student Conference held from January 20th until 26th, 2019, at University Utara Malaysia, Eka submitted a scientific work entitled Kepuh, or Forest Protection Group and Spring Preserver, as life supporters of Mendiro Village. This paper tells about community groups in Mendiro Village, Jombang, East Java, who are concerned about the forest. In accordance with the theme of the event, namely Beat the Deforestation, the paper describes the community awareness and how quickly they responded to the problems arising from the environment. This work succeeded in bringing Eka the Best Paper Award. Listener, that was Miscellany for today. See you in the next edition.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Hello listener, welcome back in Music Corner. Today we present you a religious song entitled Ketika Tangan dan Kaki Berkata, sung by Krisya. Lyric of this song was written by well-known Indonesian poet, namely Taufik Ismail. The song was taken from quotation of Al-Quran, Surah Yasin, verse 65, on human responsibility in the just day. At that time, lips could not speak out anymore. Foot and hand speak about what have been done during life in the world. The single with the title Ketika Tangan dan Kaki Berkata is in the album entitled Kala Cinta Menggoda, which was released in 1997. Lyric of the song becomes reminder for Muslims to always do goodness in this temporary life. Well, listener, here is Ketika Tangan dan Kaki Berkata, sung by Krisya.
Akan datang hari mulut dikunci, kata tak ada lagi. Akan tiba masa tak ada suara dari I'm
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Tempat aku memuja.
Voice of Indonesia.
Well, listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Don't forget to check out our other social media accounts such as Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi@voinews.id. I'm Putri Safidadala. See you on the next English program.